Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we are bringing you special live coverage this afternoon as the nation reacts to the Supreme Court's decision this morning to overturn Roe v. Wade, ruling that there is no constitutional right to an abortion. At the top of the hour, we brought you legal analysis about what it means for Massachusetts. We spoke with Assistant Speaker of the House, Catherine Clark. Now, reactions from a local pro-life activist and a local OBGYN. We're also taking your calls. How are you processing what happened today? Join us, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Now, just before the show, we caught up with Myrna Maloney Flynn, who was president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life. And I began by asking Myrna her reactions to the decision.
My colleagues and I, as you might imagine, are very pleased that the United States Supreme Court ruled as it did in Dobbs today, which essentially overturns Roe versus Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. We believe that the United States Supreme Court in both of those cases acted in a way that was far overreaching what a court is entrusted to do. And Roe versus Wade found in the Constitution a right to abortion that actually does not exist. There is nowhere in our Constitution where the word abortion is mentioned, nor a right to privacy. And Roe versus Wade invented such a right. And so today in Dobbs, the Supreme Court has said the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and that each state should be the ones, as they should have been from the start, who determine abortion regulation and laws within each respective state.
And so Myrna, I want to bring it there. And we've done some legal analysis on the show. I want to dive into Massachusetts here. You just pointed out, so this, for lack of a better word, devolves to the states now. You are president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life. Do you now want to see a challenge to Massachusetts abortion laws? What's next for the Commonwealth in your mind?
In my mind, our first step will be to roll out a very comprehensive, thorough campaign that educates our citizens and also our elected representatives. And by education, I mean a campaign that shines a bright light on the reality of fetal development, the science behind prenatal development, and really what happens in an abortion procedure. Our neighbors across the state are paying attention. And we want to capitalize on the opportunity to remind people of the right to life and what an unborn child is doing, you know, in the womb as it grows and as its mother is faced with a very difficult decision.
Do you have concerns about maternal health or women's health as a result of this decision by the court?
We believe that today's decision will, in the long run, protect women from unsafe abortions, specifically abortions that are obtained via the abortion pill. Chemical abortions are on the rise, and they are extremely unsafe. For a woman to receive a pill in the mail and be alone in her home and essentially abort a fetus without any kind of medical examination, any kind of medical assistance, is incredibly dangerous. And so when we hear our pro-choice colleagues speak about women's safety, we are concerned too about the safety of every woman. When it comes to the chemical abortion pill, which is becoming the most popular form of abortion, we wonder where is that position in the conversation
in that case. We know there will be conversations going forward about medical abortion. I'm sure we'll bring those up here on WBUR. For our remaining time today, just two other brief questions for you. And I'm interested for both sides of the issue today, what it is like to be in this moment and feeling the way you feel about this outcome, knowing that there are other people in the country who feel very strongly in the other direction.
This is an opportunity to inform women that they are strong enough, they are capable enough, and have better choices than abortion. The narrative in the last 50 years has been that abortion empowers women, that abortion provides equality for women. And we say to that, not true. We look forward to the day when women embrace the challenge of bringing a new life into this world, giving life to a new human being, and setting both the course for that human being and themselves on the best, strongest potential possible.
That is Myrna Maloney Flynn, who is president of the organization Massachusetts Citizens for Life. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Many thanks to you. Appreciate it.
So we turn now to Dr. Alyssa Goldberg, who is the director of the Family Planning Fellowship at the Mary Horrigan Connors Center for Women's Health and Gender Biology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She's also an associate professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive biology at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Goldberg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As a provider, let me just begin by getting your reactions to what you just heard.
So much of what I just heard is just not true. Abortion is incredibly safe, and particularly with regard to medication abortion, extraordinarily safe. The risk of death is way lower than dental procedures or colonoscopies, and abortion really is an essential part of reproductive justice, and it protects women's health and it saves women's lives. It's just a very sad day to know that so many more women's health and lives are going to be in jeopardy.
Will you make any changes in the work being done at Brigham and Women's in light of today?
No, we are incredibly fortunate that in the state of Massachusetts, we are able to continue to provide abortion care to patients who need it. Abortion remains legal in Massachusetts, and so patients who require this care can still get it, and I'm really glad that they still can.
And do you anticipate that you will see increased requests from outside the state?
Yes, I do. I do expect that we are going to see increased requests from many of the states where abortion is going to be illegal. We are going to see patients seeking services, looking to travel, trying to get the care that they need in any way that they can.
And do you feel safe providing that under the circumstances?
I do. Feel that patients really desperately need this care, and I'm glad that they can still get it in Massachusetts, but I am terribly sad for all the women in so much of the country whose lives are going to be put in jeopardy because of this.
Are there wait times now, Dr. Goldberg?
Not out of the ordinary. Like, it's pretty, getting in is not too challenging in Massachusetts. And so, yeah, we're fortunate that patients can usually get care in a timely fashion.
And with today on your mind, and given the work that you do, what's the one thing you would want our listeners to know?
That abortion in Massachusetts is still legal. And if anybody needs care, that they shouldn't hesitate to seek it. It is still legal and accessible. And I hope that that everybody can continue to receive the care that they need.
Dr. Alyssa Goldberg is the director of the Family Planning Fellowship at the Mary Horrigan Connors Center for Women's Health and Gender Biology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She's also an associate professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive biology at Harvard Medical School. Thank you.
Thank you.